Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we talk protocols, how you perform repetitions and sets on a FastFit machine, why they're different, and why it's important for your workout. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the FastFit podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of FastFit, and I'm joined by Jim Keane, our director of training. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back, everybody. This is part two of a series that we're doing on pathways and protocols, really diving deeper into our FastFit software. We've had a lot of parts so far in 2026. We did a series with Jen. We got some stuff with Kate. We did some stuff with you on IsoConnects, blah, blah, blah. Anyways,
these new writers we hired, totally worth the money.
They
now
really
we got
worth part,
the There's an arc, a whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better. So
it is better.
Anyways, today we're going to talk about protocols. Last time we talked about pathways, which were really different methodologies for strength training using the software. And then we talked about the fact that there are different protocols that you can do within each pathway. Many of our members have already been doing these protocols, and we're just trying to make that much more approachable and easy. So, Jim, what are the protocols? Why do they exist? And how do we kind of standardize them?
The protocols are interesting because many of them are only possible with this isokinetic technology. By protocol, I mean, how is the set performed? And for those who are uninitiated, you lift and lower a weight. We call that one repetition. A series of repetitions that's discrete is a set. And so you might hear people say sets and reps, and I did two sets of 10 reps. That's on two different occasions consecutively. I performed 10 ups and downs and then paused and then did another. And so that was really downstream from the tool we had available. Mm-hmm. The tool was weights, and so sets and reps, that's how we talk about weights, because that's how you have to use them.
Right.
Because gravity exists, and that's the only way you can use them. Now with IsoKinetics, we have a couple other options that are unavailable with weights that have unique benefits. So we've identified five primary protocols, which is ways of using it, ways of performing a set,
mm-hmm.
five types of them that are uniquely beneficial for different things you want to hit. And we talk about the stimulus and how we stimulate our body. And the stimulus just means we have to poke and prod at our body. We have to provoke it. Hey, big guy, do something. Come on.
We're poking it
with a stick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it changes in response. So there's five different protocols. The first one, it's very much like weightlifting where you lift and lower. We call it the standard protocol.
Look
it's
at that.
Compelling name, a little controversial. But we're going to stick with it. That's the standard protocol. And in the standard protocol, you have a concentric where the active muscle shortens as if you're lifting a weight, followed immediately by the eccentric, the negative, where an active muscle is resisting, where an active muscle is being lengthened, like lowering a weight.
Mm-hmm.
In between, because you seem cool, let's give you a rest. We're going to have 4 seconds pause in between those repetitions. Now, you can do this with weights, except when you pause, the weight is not always at rest.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have to negotiate it to its resting place, you know what? Let's just get these done.
Right.
So there's rest pause, they call it, with weights. And that is a better way to use weights because you get to use heavier weights because you get this little respite, this
mm-hmm.
little number of seconds. You pause and then you lift for another one or two, or cluster sets, they sometimes call it. So it adds in more rest to increase the total amount of work done, the total volume. And you can use heavier weights while you're doing it. So if it increases total volume and it increases mechanical loading, it's going to have a greater stimulus, which is why it's so effective. We can do that really easily because we're not using gravity. We always say, don't let gravity hold you down.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have the standard protocol, and it's 6 seconds in each direction, and then there's a 4 second pause in between. There's six of them. Then we have, piggybacking on that, the no pause protocol. And the no pause protocol is the most like weightlifting. It's those same 6 second each way repetitions, but there's no pause in between, as the name would suggest. Mm-hmm. And this really maximizes the fatigue. It's brutal. You do six. How long can you sprint? Not long, right? So you do six this way, six that way, and it continues for six repetitions. And then the whole thing takes about a minute, 20 seconds, which when we were using weights with our prior Nautilus Machine Studios, 60 to 90 seconds was that window in which we were aiming to achieve failure, where we could no longer lift the chosen weight. So now we've replicated that here. So we have the same time under load, but much, much more mechanical loading. So it's even more effective. So we have two protocols so far.
And like you said on that one, because the pause is out and you talked about maximizing sort of the fatigue, so to speak, Is it safe to say that you're really pushing on the cardiovascular system?
Heavily.
Yeah.
Heavily. And a lot of people, they try to separate anaerobic from aerobic, but the two are inseparable.
Right.
There is no aerobic metabolism without anaerobic metabolism. The best explanation in 20 seconds or fewer is that when you have anaerobic metabolism without oxygen, you're just burning sugar for right now, fight or flight, it burns energy. Mm-hmm. The exhaust, like a car's exhaust, the byproduct of that, there's lactate and there's pyruvate and there's a few other things, but primarily those two. And the pyruvate, it backs up in the muscle cell and has to be processed after the fact. And how is it processed? Aerobically, in the mitochondria, through the Krebs cycle, in conjunction with oxygen. So for 2 or 3 hours after you've done your FastFit workout, your muscle cells, your body thinks you're on a treadmill doing cardio, which is to say your heart is beating, which means you're always doing cardio. So it's kind of a meaningless concept. But the harder you work, the glycolytic system, the sugar burning system like we do here, the harder your fat burning system has to work to process that waste product after the fact.
Right.
And so, yes. Yeah. Especially if you don't leave any space between the repetitions.
Right.
You're huffing and puffing and you're out of breath by the time you start the next movement, which is ideal. That's great. And so those two protocols, those are like, we call those primary protocols. And out of the remaining three, I'll point this out, there's primary and auxiliary. Primary is any protocol that involves or could involve a maximum negative contraction where you're exerting maximally against an irresistible force. Those are primary protocols. Auxiliary protocols, there's two of those, do not involve maximal eccentric contractions. The reason for the distinction is that these maximal negative eccentric contractions, they require more time for your body to first heal from the microtrauma to the muscle fibers, the damage. Like when you renovate a house, what's the first thing you do? You knock down some walls.
Right.
But that takes time to heal, and then it takes even more time to produce the adaptive response. So there's three of those, and they are performed no more often than once per week. Then there's two auxiliary protocols. And the auxiliary protocols, remember the triangle? So mechanical tension, muscle damage, and metabolic stress. The auxiliary protocols put a lot of the onus over on the metabolic stress side, specifically for the purpose of what a lot of people do cardio for.
Uh-huh.
So this is hormonal and metabolic improvement, metabolic enhancement, your ability to use fuel, your ability to buffer out waste product, your ability to not be winded when you walk up a flight of stairs.
Right.
That is metabolic efficiency and flexibility. And that is accelerated to a great degree by these auxiliary protocols. And there's two of them. The first one is what we call positive only. Positive refers to, you know, positive, negative, concentric, eccentric. When you lift a weight, that's the positive. When you lower a weight, that's the negative. So positive only, it's, you can't really do it with weights. Imagine you lift a weight. I guess you drop it.
I guess you could drop it.
And make a big noise. Everyone else at Planet Fitness raises the lunk alarm. You're kicked out. It's all very sad. And they still owe me $37 for my 3 months. Anyway, the point is you would have to drop it, pick it up again, lift it, so forth. But ours, it's really easy.
So you never lower it. You're just lifting.
Yeah. So in a chest press, let's say, you're pushing out and you're going at maximum. It's a sprint. And it goes for 10 seconds. We slow it down, longer duration. And so it's a 10-second sprint for the target muscles. And then you relax and it resets you like a typewriter. And then, so it's repetition two.
Nice.
And then it resets you. Repetition three. So the whole time it's maximum effort. And as you get out to mechanical advantage, you're pushing hard. It's a heavy mechanical stimulus too, but it doesn't tear up a bunch of muscle fiber. So it doesn't interrupt the healing from your primary workout. So you're accelerating all these metabolic factors. You're improving your glucose control, your blood sugar control, your insulin control. All that is improved. All the benefits, if you've ever heard about sprint training or high-intensity interval training, any benefit that you can name from that style of training is possible through our positive-only auxiliary protocol. So that's one of the huge protocols that is very consistent for us. People's blood work comes back and is much better in large part due to
because
positives.
Of it. That's awesome.
So now we've got the standard. We've got the no-pause. These are both primary. We've introduced the positive only, which is one of the auxiliary. Now, the final, the third and final primary protocol, the negative only. So we did only the pushing, only the lifting. Now it's only the lowering, only the resisting, the negative only, eccentric only.
Mm-hmm.
And the negative only, you can imagine how it works. It's the exact opposite of the positive only. It's 10 seconds. You hold your ground, you flex everything, you breathe. It's like rubbing your belly, tapping your head. You're very intense here, but you're very smooth up here. And you resist the irresistible force. And then it resets you. You resist it again for 10 more seconds and you relax. And this continues for the full set. Now, the negative only, you can consider that like it's mechanical in nature. And the positive only is chemical in nature. Mm. It's like your hardware, your software. Mm-hmm. So the negative only, as we say, from grandmothers to linebackers and everybody in between, because the grandmothers need bone density and tendon and ligament resilience. And the tendons, the ligaments, the bones, the muscles, even the non-contractile elements of the muscle that don't contract, that only are called into play when you're resisting, they respond to mechanical loading. There's proteins called mechanoreceptors that are in all of these tissues that respond. They don't care about anything except mechanical loading. Mm-hmm. And so these negatives, repeated negatives, not a lot of fatigue, you're not out of breath, it's just big giant peaks in force over and over again in a safe way, really provokes a response from the body in the form of increased mass and density of the bones, of the tendons, of the muscles. So for muscle hypertrophy, for the linebackers who need to get as strong as possible and as big as possible, it's great. For the grandmothers who need to regain lost bone, lost lean mass, and lost tendon resilience, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the primary protocols because it involves or can involve maximum negative contractions, eccentrics. So it's the third and final of the primary protocols. And then the fifth one, super important, it's our physical therapy protocol. And our physical therapy protocol, this type of technology has been deployed in physical therapy clinics for years
and years.
Because the standard of care is contraction of muscle against resistance is going to help you heal. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that is done. And if any of you have ever been to physical therapy, they will do manual resistance. They'll push against you and you'll resist and push. They give you an elastic band or a spring or some device. But the active ingredient, the primary thing, is contraction against resistance. So that's what we do. And it can be down to the half pound or up to 3,700 pounds. So it's this wide range. And our physical therapy protocol replicates the most common and productive protocol that's used in physical therapy. And it's a non-moving contraction. It's called isometric. So we described our device as isokinetic. Uh-huh. It's moving at the same speed. Isometric, it's the same length, metric, and it's the same iso. So you don't even move. And it's the only way to access the musculature without undermining the joints in the process. Mm-hmm. This is used if someone shows up, they're 90 years old, they're able-bodied, but they just haven't done much. They've been sedentary. They haven't exercised for half a century. We're going to start them here. Mm-hmm. We're going to see if we can stimulate the muscles and the bones and the tendons with mechanical loading and not much else.
Yep.
Although they will find that if they persist in this contraction, it's a heavy metabolic effect as well. And we'll spend 6 to 8 weeks getting them more and more and more. We talked about the pathways. You've seen that. We put them on one of the pathways where they could clearly see their progress, and they do more than last time, more than last time, more work than last time. And then eventually they're working just as hard as anyone. We go, you have earned a range of motion. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And then we move them on. But if it weren't for this physical therapy protocol, the fifth protocol, that's one of the auxiliary protocols because it doesn't involve big, heavy negatives. It's only because we had that stepping stone that they were able to get up to the normal protocols. Normal things don't work for them. They're too old. They're too feeble. It could be even someone who's young and able-bodied, but they're rehabilitating a joint or a muscle system. In that case, and we have, it's a mix and match too. I'm fine, except for my right shoulder.
Right.
Okay, well, leg press, we're going both.
Exactly.
It actually doesn't hurt when I pull. We're going to do that, but the pushing hurts.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the physical therapy protocol for the pushing.
You might recall a few months ago, actually, I was racing my kids because, you know, I thought I was still young.
Yeah.
Forever
young, Kyle's going to be.
And hopefully my son's listening to this. He's probably not. But for the record, and he's not here to argue, I beat him.
You hear that?
That matters.
Kyle won.
And all his friends. I won.
Dad still got it.
But, you know, it's kind of close, and they wanted another race or whatever. So being the gracious guy I am, I went to the second race, ran as hard as I could, popped my hamstring, fell on the ground.
Smart.
Couldn't walk for a couple weeks.
Always keep them guessing.
That's right.
Smart. I never let them know your next move.
Exactly. Had to use crutches.
All part of the plan.
But you and I talked about this. And so, I went on the FastFit machine and did my normal workouts throughout the week. And all of them were full range of motion. And we'll get into when and where we do the different protocols in a moment. But for my hamstring, my left leg, I just did static, meaning what you just talked about. I did the physical therapy mode where the machine did not move. And I was able to slowly apply force until it felt uncomfortable and stopped.
Right.
And doing that over time and getting to the point where I started earning full range of motion, I healed that hamstring up in 2 weeks to a point where,
wow,
I hadn't known, you know, you couldn't tell if it was injured.
Right, right.
At the same time, I was able to then take my right leg and do the full range of motion and the full regular protocols during it, which
unloaded full press.
Exactly. So that's just an example, you know, of what you're talking about here. We don't just take a protocol and necessarily apply it to everything for each person. Right. It's pretty dependent on what's going on.
Yeah. And you mentioned, so when do you use which protocol?
Yep.
So there's primary and there's auxiliary. And if you remember, there'll be a quiz at the end. There's 3 primary, 2 auxiliary. The rule with the primary, not more often than once per week. If it's been more than a week, it's time to do the primary. That's the priority. So if somebody shows up to to FastFit once per week, it's going to be primary. It's going to be either negative only, standard, or no pause.
Mm-hmm.
If someone shows up twice per week, they're going to do 1 primary and then 1 auxiliary. Usually it's the positive only. The physical therapy for a able-bodied person who's strong, it's just pretty brutal.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. So a lot of people like the motion and doing the lifting part. So if someone shows up 3 times per week, which is the most that we would recommend because recovery is where the gains happen, it's 1 primary and 2 auxiliary. Mm-hmm. So that's how we decide. So when a member comes in and we look at their data, which one should they do today? The question to be answered is, has it been 6 or more days since they performed a primary protocol?
Okay.
If it's been 5 or fewer, it's time for the positive only. If it's been 6 or more, it's time for whatever standard or negative only or no pause, whichever primary protocol that they're on currently. And people go in seasons and we have periods of time that we like to keep the same. So it's all standardized. So if it's getting better, we know it's apples to apples.
Right.
And then when it's time for a change, we change it for the next chunk of time. We change it for the next season. We don't do things willy-nilly different every session. Consistency is really important. So we can track progress without a bunch of variables changing.
Yeah.
So that's how we formulate it. And the primary is the primary for a reason. It's either standard, no pause, or negative only. That's how we do it once per week. And then any additional volume, and our membership, month by month, it can shift. It's really seamless to shift. It's the holidays. I want to switch to once per week. I can stick to that. Oh, it's January. I can do 3 times per week. And you can easily shift. So when that happens, the question always is, have you allowed enough recovery time from your primary, from the big heavy negatives? Have you allowed enough recovery time for us to hit it again?
Yeah.
If you haven't, you're in luck. Because you get to do this metabolic reset, this accelerator, this thing that dumps out all the sugar, all the glycogen out of all your largest muscles and just maximizes. You've heard the analogy of the overflowing bathtub with diabetes or with obesity. If you can imagine a bathtub that's overflowing, someone has a metabolic gridlock, a problem, not eating all the junk that caused the problem, that's like turning off the faucet. But what we're doing is we're pulling the drain plug with these positive onlys, with these sort of metabolic accelerator type sprint workouts. But it's a sprint workout without hammering the joints, without taking the time and going and finding a track or dealing with the bike and turning the resistance on it. You just get in. It's all the beneficial things about sprint training are beneficial because of what's happening inside the muscle.
Right.
And so we're going to replicate that and actually enhance it because you can actually go 100% effort all of the time. Mm-hmm. At a slow speed that doesn't hurt your joints. So it's all those same effects. And we throw that in if there hasn't been enough recovery from the primary workout. And so using this, like the 3 times per weekers, I describe it as jab, jab, hook,
right?
Jab, jab, hook. So you're structurally sound, you're structurally solid, your bones, your tendons, your ligaments, your muscles, but then also, so that's your hardware, but also your software. So you're chemically upregulating all the enzymes involved in fuel production, fuel use, and waste buffering.
Mm-hmm.
All those processes are maximized all the time. So if you show up to the perfect workout, you've been coming 2, 3, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year later, all of your structures are more robust and stronger and more resilient. The way they are used in the tissues, in the muscle, is far more fuel efficient.
Right.
And you are better at producing energy. So you have more energy day to day. You're more enduring in your use of energy.
Yeah.
So It's your hardware and your software. It's both. And we use these different protocols in that fashion to make sure that is tip top.
Yep.
And you spend more of your time recovered and feeling good rather than recovering.
Right.
If anyone's ever tried other fitness programs that have you showing up a bunch of days in a row doing the same thing in a row, and then you're just kind of run down, you're kind of tired, you're performing worse at your next workout because you're not recovered. we found a way around.
There's no flexibility there.
Correct. Yeah. So that's how we use the protocols, and that's what they are.
It's beautiful. So you stack these things together, like you just said. You come into FastFit, and you might start off one time a week, two times a week, three times a week,
yeah,
whatever the case may be. We've talked about in the prior episode the fortune that isokinetic technology gives us and how it maximizes some of those chaotic points of, you know, that are constantly moving targets on that triangle for strength training and exercise. And then you add in these methodologies to meet people where they are with those different biological, psychological, social needs.
How hard would you like to work this month?
Exactly. Yeah. You mix that with what we talked about in the FastFit machine episode with 20 different exercises available so we can ebb and flow, whether it's injuries or boredom or something you're trying to focus on, some sort of event you're trying to do that you want to maximize something. Then you bring in these protocols that really maximize, like you said, you can't do this with free weights. And you start to stack these things together, and it allows us to give a huge sort of opportunity for each member when it comes to the different levers we can pull. How tailored we can make it to really find that sweet spot. And then to Jim's point, you got to trust the process. We put these in 6-week processes. You can look at it in 4 weeks or 8 weeks, whatever the case may be. But we want to put you on something and keep you there long enough, 6 weeks, so that we can measure the progress, check in with you, see what's going on before we mix it again. We said it years ago. Man, my goodness. We said it probably months ago. But it was in 2025, so that was years ago.
Yeah, that was years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's way back, ancient history.
Yes, I'm going back. So years ago, we said before that, it's kind of like the idea of if you were on a Peloton bike and you went and rode at a certain pace uphill for a mile, and then the next time you went downhill for 17 miles, and you changed it that frequently, and then somebody said, cool, let's look at the watts you produced. Are you getting better or worse results? And said, who knows?
There's no way to tell.
Right, because it's not consistent and it's not standardized, like you said. So.
Correct. Yeah, there's no basis for comparison.
Exactly. So there you have it. That's protocols mixed into the pathways, and those things will continue to evolve as we grow, and I'm really excited that they're out there. It's cool stuff.
We can do any strength training protocol anybody can even think of. A lot of times when you're using traditional tools, you're limited to traditional protocols, which emerged because they were the best way to use that tool. But when you move beyond the tool that's available, don't let gravity hold you down,
right,
we say, you now have this new thing. It's a universal donor. It's just perfect resistance that you can use any way you want. And what we've done in our enterprise is to do the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to a restaurant, they just give you a list of ingredients. They have dishes.
Right.
We'll put it together for you. You just let us know what you want. And so we've whittled it down out of all the possibilities. We've whittled it down these three pathways, these five protocols. That's 15 different programs upon which you can be placed. And we know exactly how to deploy them, when to deploy them, where to deploy them to tailor the stimulus to the results that you tell us that you want. And so it's been a really excellent process whittling this down. It's like Michelangelo, how'd you carve that? Well, I just carved away everything that wasn't the guy. So we took, you can do everything, which is, it's like a cheesecake menu, cheesecake factory menu when you have these machines. We've whittled it down to just these options that have proven to be the safest, the most effective, and the most efficient, and the most quantifiable and standardizable. And we're very excited to keep it moving and keep refining.
Yeah, I love it. So cool. All right. Well, as always, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you got comments, if you've got questions, or if you've got suggestions moving forward, keep them coming. You can put them in the links below. And Jim, I'll see you next time.
Next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the FastFit podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.